KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 41 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 58, winds south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. There is a high wind warning in effect for tomorrow, and that replaces the high wind watch that we told you about yesterday. That high wind warning is for the Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, basically everybody in our listening area, let's put it that way. And it'll be in effect from noon Wednesday until midnight Wednesday, and from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Wednesday for the far western counties, including Winona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page. Now, what we're looking for and expecting to feel are the west to southwest winds tomorrow at 30 to 40 miles per hour, with gusts up to 70 and 75 miles per hour in the west and southwest counties. On top of that, there is a fire weather watch that will be in effect tomorrow from noon until 9 p.m. for Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. A fire weather watch means that winds will be high and there's low relative humidity. Therefore, any fires that ignite will spread rapidly and exhibit extreme behavior. Outdoor burning is not recommended at all for tomorrow. And keep in mind, too, that tomorrow damaging winds will blow down trees and power lines. There are widespread power outages expected. Travel will be difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. So people should avoid being outside in forested areas and around trees and branches on Wednesday. If possible, remain in the lower levels of your home during the windstorm and avoid windows. And again, use caution if you must drive. That'll be for tomorrow, so keep that in mind. In our news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet today at 9 a.m. in their boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. First off, the board will hear a regular weekly report from Cass County engineer Trent Wolkin. New business on their agenda includes the disposition of cremains on private property, the establishment of an abatement plan for property improvements to certain classes of property in the non-incorporated portion of Cass County, and that'll be followed by a resolution approving a post-issuance compliance policy, written procedures that are adopted, which will apply with respect to all tax-exempt obligations incurred by the county. The board will also act on resolutions for $1 million in general obligation capital loan notes, Series 2022A and 2022B, along with the authorizing form of a loan agreement, providing for the issuance and levying of taxes to pay for the notes, and the approval of tax exemption certificate. Their final order of business is to determine the date for a hearing on an amendment to the FY 2021-2022 Cass County budget. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department on Monday said there have been a total of 9 arrests dating back to December 4th. This past Sunday, 28-year-old Caitlin DeYoung of Atlantic was arrested on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear. DeYoung was transported to the Cass County Jail and later released on bond. Saturday, 32-year-old Brandon Paul of Atlantic was arrested for possession of paraphernalia. He was released with a court date. And 35-year-old Christopher Castillo of Atlantic was arrested Saturday for possession of a weapon by a domestic abuser and interference with official acts, along with public intoxication. On December 9th, 39-year-old Edward Metcalf of Atlantic was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. He was cited and released with a court date. Atlantic police arrested 18-year-old Brianna Long of Anita on December the 8th. She was cited for criminal mischief in the fifth degree and also released with a date to appear in court. Last Tuesday, December 7th, APD arrested 40-year-old Jasper Daniel of Atlantic for driving while barred, and 29-year-old Nathan Frazier of Atlantic was arrested for criminal mischief in the 5th, simple assault, and interference with official acts. And as we had previously reported, on December the 5th, 34-year-old Richard Doss of Atlantic was arrested for attempted murder. And on the 4th of December, Atlantic police arrested 22-year-old Justin Rollins of Atlantic for simple assault. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office on Monday said the Sheriff's Office canine, Yours, has received his bullet and stab preventative vest thanks to a charitable donation from the nonprofit organization called Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated. Yours' vest is embroidered with a sentiment saying, honoring those who served and sacrificed. Now, Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated was established in 2009. It's a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to provide bullet and stab protective vests and other assistance to dogs of law enforcement and related agencies throughout the country. Since its inception, the organization has donated over 4,480 canine vests worth about $6.9 million to service organizations in all 50 states. The vests are made possible by both private and corporate donations. The organization will accept tax-deductible contributions in any amount, but a single donation of $960 sponsoring one vest. Each vest is valued at between $1,744 to $2,283. They weigh an average of 4 to 5 pounds and come with a 5-year warranty. Now, the program is open to dogs that are at least 20 months old and are actively employed and certified with a law enforcement or other related agency. Canines with expired vests are also eligible to participate. And there are an estimated 30,000 law enforcement canines throughout the U.S. For more information, you can call 508-824-6978 if you'd like to find out about volunteer opportunities, or just hit the web and go to www.vik9s.org. The Dallas County Sheriff's Office yesterday said no injuries were reported on Friday after a deer ran into an Iowa DOT truck that was driven by a man from Cass County. Authorities say Charles Elmquist of Atlantic was traveling in the 35,000 block of Ute Avenue when the incident occurred. Damage to the DOT vehicle is estimated at $500. A man who escaped injury during an accident Sunday evening in Guthrie County received four citations in connection with that accident. The sheriff's office said an investigation determined 61-year-old Peter Callaway of Panora had swerved to miss a deer while traveling south on Sage Trail north of 190th Street at around 4:20 p.m. The 2013 Chevy Malibu spun 360 degrees until it entered the west ditch and came to rest. The vehicle sustained a total of $15,000 damage. Callaway was not with his vehicle when authorities arrived on the scene. The report says that he was located later at his residence. The deputy found the man appeared to be heavily intoxicated, and Callaway admitted to having had one or two drinks before the accident took place. He was cited by sheriff's deputies for failure to maintain control, failure to give notice of an address change, leaving the scene of a property damage accident, and failure to maintain or use seatbelts. That is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.